Well, a big warm welcome to you all and welcome to the show. What a title, huh? Financial Crisis Round 2. A bit scary? Make you a bit nervous? Well, you know what makes people nervous the most? It's not knowing. Not knowing what lies ahead. Not knowing what is going to happen. Now, it stands to reason, then, that the more knowledge you get on what's coming as far as the next global financial crisis goes, well, the best prepared you can be and the less nervous you will actually feel. So listen up and heed the warnings and the advice given by the experts. That's the key. Believe me, you really don't want to miss this. The second round of the global financial crisis is actually here. It's not coming soon, but actually here right now. And what you need to know is to pay attention to what's going on. If you live on this earth, you need to know this stuff. All right. A year or two back, we had the global financial crisis, or the GFC. It made life difficult for lots of us, with banks disappearing, jobs were hard to find, and so on. Well, in comparison to what is just around the corner, you could call that a walk in the park. Actually, it's not even just around the corner anymore. It's on our doorstep, and it's knocking hard, and that's at all of our doors, friends. You don't have to be involved in business or the stock market or real estate to be affected by what's ahead. It will affect all of us in many different ways. If you work and rely on your paycheck each week, if you don't work and can't find a job, if you have investments, if you're trying to save for your retirement, if you ever go shopping, if you buy food, in fact, just by living on this planet, you will be affected in various ways. Now, there is good news and bad news when it comes to what is about to happen to us all. Let's start with the bad news first and get it out of the way. Life as we know it is about to become much more difficult, mainly on a financial level. Lots of businesses are about to go broke. Lots and lots of people are about to lose their jobs as a result of businesses going out of business. Banks will start disappearing at a rapid rate. The stock market is going to plummet out of control on a downhill spiral, taking everyone's retirement money with them. And it'll just go on and on and on. In fact, many reputable economists are predicting a next Great Depression that will last for a lot of years. Now, a guy by the name of Harry Dent even wrote a book called The Next Great Depression, and he predicted many years ago in his book that will happen right about now. Well, now that we have the bad news out of the way, let's lighten it up a bit with some good news, huh? Firstly, when times get tough and certain opportunities that may have been around for a while disappear, such as businesses, new opportunities often present themselves. It always happens. It's just a matter of keeping an eye out for them. Now, secondly, we are all headed for an extremely rough time, and there's not a darn thing you can do about it. But you have two choices. Your first choice is you can moan and groan and mope about feeling sorry for yourself. You know how it goes, oh, poor me, I've got no money, no job, no this, no that, and so on. Or you can decide to take action in some way that'll help relieve the situation that you may find yourself in. Now, I get that it may be easier said than done. However, even taking a few small steps in the right direction has got to be better than feeling sorry for yourself and that whole act that goes along with it, right? Okay. Now, what we plan to do on this show is to bring you all sorts of information from various people to help you keep up to date with what is going on with the economy and basically the world in which you live. It won't be the mumbo-jumbo that they often carry on with. You know what we're talking about. You need to be a rocket scientist to understand what the hell we are talking about. No. This will be easy to understand stuff in plain old everyday language that you can understand. You see, you need to keep up to date on what is going on so that you can try to stay one step ahead of the financial wave that's going to drown everyone that gets in its way. And you also need to keep an eye out for any unique opportunities that may come your way. Well, you might not know what all that means just at this moment, but if you stay tuned in each week, you will hear people explaining to you things like how you can keep your retirement funds safe, how you can avoid losing money from a bank collapse, how you can help stop the bank foreclosing, how you can find emergency money, and what the Fed is up to and what to expect about this and that, and on and on and on. Now, if you make like an ostrich and bury your head in the sand on this, you'll end up very, very sorry. Now, before we get to the juicy stuff on the next show, what you really need to do right now, not tomorrow, and not next week, but right now today, is make sure you are clear on what you have and own, what debt you have, and how your retirement money is looking. But that, I mean, do you have a lot? Meaning, do you stand to lose a lot of money in the stock market crash? Are you heavily invested in real estate? In case the housing market crumbles further, what's going to happen? So I want you to take some time to look at what you have, what you could really get rid of in the way of debt, and tune into our next show for the first of some very interesting and juicy information to help you survive the financial crisis round two. That's the financial crisis round two, which is about to hit us like a tsunami. Don't get caught unprepared. You take action now, and we'll catch you next time.